Proclamation number 4572 of 24th of February, 1949. Spiritual and earthly co-workers in the redemptive work of Christ. Spiritual and earthly co-workers participate in the work of salvation which Jesus Christ started with his earthly life, for previously it was not possible for a human being to break all bonds during earthly life because Satan exercised his power in an unheard-of way. But through his death on the cross his power was broken. But he still has so much power over those who do not acknowledge the Savior Jesus Christ. But the work of redemption has been accomplished for all, and thus even now those souls can still come into the blessing of the death on the cross who decide in favor of Jesus Christ before the end. However, people's thinking first has to be trained so that they will attain the right recognition of Jesus' great love and grace as a human being, so that they will then also learn to recognize him as Redeemer of people and consciously place themselves under his cross. This true realization can certainly be conveyed to them by knowledgeable beings who look after people spiritually as well as earthly and who therefore make it their task to influence people's thinking by conveying their thoughts. The spiritual co-workers first turn to those people who feel the urge within themselves to dedicate themselves to the work of salvation by using their strength, who therefore want to continue the work on earth, as it were, who offer themselves to God, who want to serve him and who are therefore also accepted by him as suitable laborers. And now an exchange of thoughts takes place between spiritual and earthly beings, for the redemption of the spiritual can only be the result of a correct transmission of pure truth which informs people of their purpose of existence and slowly educates them into a change of love, which is and remains the sole purpose of life. Consequently, the spiritual co-workers will endeavor to awaken and strengthen faith in Jesus Christ through the mouths of men, i.e., earthly people who serve God, if it has become weak. 25th of the 2nd, 1949. The beings of the spiritual kingdom who stand in the light are always ready for redemptive activity, since they have become love and their love is also meant for the unredeemed. But on earth people who want to participate in Christ's act of salvation have to be so filled by love for God that they voluntarily place themselves at his disposal for this activity, because then they first have to be prepared for their work in order to be able to carry it out successfully. What is the light being's share in the spiritual kingdom must first be acquired by people on earth, since they are still imperfect. They themselves must belong to those who make use of Christ's act of salvation with his grace in order to acquire the ability to also lead their fellow human beings onto the path of following Jesus, so that they, too, will be redeemed and saved from spiritual death. Anyone who teaches love to his fellow human being is unconsciously working for the redemption of erring souls. But anyone who consciously assumes the office as bearer of truth and passes on spiritual knowledge which he receives from the spiritual kingdom continues Christ's act of salvation. He follows Jesus and draws many souls with him onto the right path upwards. In the last days many beings of light influence people in order to win them as mediators between the spiritual kingdom and earth or to be able to use them. But few people accept the spiritual teachings and surrender to the influence of their caretakers. Only a few people recognize the significance of the work of redemption to such an extent that they endeavor to cooperate and continue the work of redemption themselves. But where the connection with the spiritual world and the earthly world is established, a flow of grace and love flows towards people which is full of healing power, Thus anyone who lets himself be carried away by it will end up where his soul's true home is. In the sea of God's great love. In the house of the Father. In the kingdom of the blessed, where all redeemed souls dwell in the nearness of God, in eternal light. Amen.